Jim Wrestling Part 3, Choked Up Radio on the go. The only thing I don't like about this app is if you're just doing it by yourself, 5 minutes is a cap, but if you call people, it's unlimited. So I have a quick Royal Rumble review before I have to go at 3 o'clock Arizona time, which is 5 o'clock Eastern. My Royal Rumble review, I did like the Women's Rumble better than the Men's Rumble. There was more surprises. I understand why Rousey came out afterwards. If you think about it, if she was going to be in the Rumble and get eliminated, it would have, you know, it would have been pointless. You know, doesn't make her look strong. And yeah, you could have started a program with Stephanie McMahon right away. But this, with the way they set it up, you know, there's a lot of open-endedness and a lot of discussion and a lot of speculation, which is probably what they wanted the entire time. With Asuka winning, it kind of did take away from her because Ronda Rousey is a household name. At one point, her and Conor McGregor were the top two selling fighters as far as pay-per-view buy rates. Now that she's gone and McGregor made $100 million after that fight with Mayweather a couple of months ago, he's also taking some time off because of his newborn. So Dana White now is, you know, struggling to find a star. But nevertheless, I thought that was a great setup. The Men's Rumble was great. They gave us what we wanted. And I believe they booked Nakamura weak on purpose because, you know, although people had penciled in Nakamura winning, they cannot believe it because of the way he's been booked over the past couple of months. And yes, he's not the same wrestler he was in New Japan. And yes, he's not even the same wrestler he was in NXT, losing two matches, you know, via by cheating, whatever it was, to Jinder Mahal. But I think they're waiting on Nakamura, and I think they're going to pull the trigger at WrestleMania. And I think for them to A, compete with New Japan, and B, just, you know, I don't want to say please the smarks, but able to please the wrestling fans, the pure wrestling fans, I think it's a great move. I think it's a great move that Nakamura and AJ Styles has already been announced, and they should start building that from now. Now, don't wait till 2 weeks before WrestleMania. Build it now. You know, make it exceed Wrestle Kingdom 10. That's what you want to do. Not only do you want to meet those expectations, but exceed those expectations. And it's great. I think it's a great matchup on that side. You know, the Brock, you know, I knew Brock was going to retain. Some stiff shots between Braun and Brock. Wow. You know, you can hear Brock Lesnar in the live telecast, slow down, and he punched him for real. So that was real interesting right there. I don't know where this goes. Yeah, on paper, you could see, you know, down the road, Brock and Braun would be an awesome return bout from when they fought at the September pay-per-view or October pay-per-view, whatever it was. So now that will be interesting to see what happens with that. I assume Reigns wins the Elimination Chamber and qualifies next week, and then he'll win it on February the 25th, and we'll get to see Brock Reigns too, which not a lot of people want to see, but it's inevitable. That's the matchup that everyone knows that the night after WrestleMania 33, that's what Vince wanted. And it looks like he's going to get it, barring any catastrophic news from Robert Rodriguez, who keeps insinuating that Roman Reigns purchased steroids off him. So it's going to come down to that over the next couple of weeks. The Bar winning the Raw Tag Team Championship, I like the Rumble. It was the best in years, but it was a very interesting way that they, I guess, the order of the matches. I could see why the women's was last, stalling for Rousey. But as far as some of the other stuff, I think it could have been built like a Wrestle Kingdom. Like, could have had all those matches first. Then you have the Men's Rumble, then you have a match in between, and then the Women's. I just didn't like the way it was set up at all, but the event was good. The event was good. So we'll see what happens with the Royal Rumble. We'll see what happens with Elimination Chamber coming up. I expect Reigns to qualify. Balor lost on Monday because the expectation is that Balor's going to begin a program with The Miz coming, you know, in the next couple of months. You could always do a six-man tag for Elimination Chamber, and then you could, the payoff could be Finn Balor versus The Miz at WrestleMania in New Orleans. Now, the expectation is Cena, yes, he did win, but I expect that program to begin somehow, some way. John Cena versus The Undertaker. I guess they didn't want to take away from the celebration at Raw 25, so which is why they delayed on that. So we'll see what happens with that. And the expectation is Asuka. Well, I don't know. There's rumors of Asuka versus Alexa Bliss and then Charlotte versus Rousey. Let's see.